We are Radio Catskill.
For Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr. Welcome to Farm and Country, locally produced radio about rural life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. On today's show, Stephanie Phillips finalizes her conversation with Jessica Weiss, founder and executive director of Growing Soul. In her segment Now You Know, you'll hear more about this food waste program designed to remediate climate change through carbon sequestration. And Western Sullivan Public Library youth programmer Callison Stratton and local professional gardener Adrian Picciano take the energized junior master gardeners from their Saturday classroom into the Tustin Heritage Community Garden. All of that coming up on Farm and Country, after news headlines from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump says he's hiking the tariff on foreign steel. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on the announcement Trump made during an appearance at a steel plant near Pittsburgh.
He walked onto the stage to his campaign music, and he delivered a very political speech. I mean, he attacked Biden. He touted how much he loves tariffs. And it was actually when he was talking about his tariff agenda when he stopped to say that he had another big announcement to deliver. And he told the crowd that he's doubling tariffs on foreign steel imports.
Trump said he plans to push the steel tariff to 50%, and he later posted on social media that the increased tariff would also apply to aluminum imports. Trump was in Pennsylvania to talk up an agreement between Japan's Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel that he said would help keep jobs in the U.S. Nippon has been seeking to acquire U.S. Steel since 2023. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst faced loud opposition to her support of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill at a town hall Friday. From Iowa Public Radio, James Kelly reports that constituents took issue with proposed cuts to a number of programs, including Medicaid.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the spending plan would result in more than $700 billion in spending cuts to Medicaid over the next decade. Ernst said the bill is meant in part to make sure benefits aren't going to those in the U.S. without legal status. A person in the audience shouted back that people could die because of the cuts.
They are not eligible, so they will be coming off. So we all are going to die.
Ernst said a number of provisions in the House bill will not be included in the Senate's version, but did not say which ones. For NPR News, I'm James Kelly in Parkersburg, Iowa.
Ukraine is yet to confirm if it will attend another round of peace talks in Istanbul. The talks are set for Monday, but President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine first needs to see Russian proposals on ending the war. During a visit to Kyiv, Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, and Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, discussed imposing new sanctions on Russia, as NPR's Hannah Palomarenko reports.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for having us.
President Zelensky thanked the U.S. lawmakers for co-sponsoring a bill that would impose 500% tariffs on goods from countries that purchase Russian oil products. It has already received the support of more than 80 U.S. senators. Senator Lindsey Graham said in Kyiv these sanctions could break Russia's military machine.
Russia is playing a game at the expense of the world, not just the United States. We're going to change that game for Russia. The game that Putin's been playing is about to change.
The senators emphasized that if Putin does not agree to serious peace talks to end the war in Ukraine, these sanctions could come into effect. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
This is NPR. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is seeking to reassure Indo-Pacific allies when it comes to China. Speaking today at the annual Shangri-La Defense Summit in Singapore, Hegseth said the U.S. will not leave them alone to face Chinese military and economic pressure. On Taiwan, Hegseth said China is, in his words, actively training its military to take control of the self-governing island. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has removed the routine recommendation for kids to get COVID vaccines. The change contradicts advice from medical experts, as NPR's Ping Huang reports.
The CDC vaccine schedule now reflects a directive announced Tuesday by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Previously, the CDC recommended that everyone 6 months and older get annual COVID vaccines. Now, the vaccine schedule recommends COVID vaccines for kids through shared clinical decision making. That's if a doctor and patient decide together that it makes sense. And there's no recommendation for pregnant women to get COVID vaccines. The changes contradict the advice of professional medical groups who continue to recommend COVID vaccines to children and pregnant women based on scientific evidence that shows they are safe and effective. Public health experts are alarmed by how the changes were made. The closed-door process upends the public discussions and votes that have been a staple of the process for decades. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Beekeepers in Washington state have been working to save as many bees as they can after a commercial truck overturned near the Canadian border yesterday. The truck was carrying an estimated 250 million honeybees. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
I'm Bill Williams. Join me Tuesday for the Kingfisher Project. My guests will be Jody D'Agostini and Andy Williams of the Prevention and Recovery Organization, Community in Crisis.
I look at it as, I know my big motivator is, because I didn't have it directly in my family, but I, you know, one-offs all over the place. I didn't want to lose any more of our children.
That's the Kingfisher Project. Tuesday evening at 6 on the local edition. Only on Radio Catskill.
The lone Democratic commissioner at the Federal Communications Commission is speaking out against her agency's investigations into CBS, NPR, and more.
It is not appropriate for the commission to be doing this. And what alarms me about it is that capitulation breeds capitulation.
Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Saturday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Farm Arts Collective, located on Willow Wisp Organic Farm in Damascus, Pennsylvania. Farm Arts Collective's programs intersect the practices of farming, performance, food, and ecology. FarmArtsCollective.org. From the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution, CFOSNY.org. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Welcome back to Farm and Country. I'm your host, Rosie Starr. On today's show, Western Sullivan Public Library youth programmer Callison Stratton and local professional gardener Adrian Picciano take the energized junior master gardeners from their Saturday morning classroom into the Tustin Heritage Community Garden. But first, here is Stephanie Phillips with Jessica Weiss, founder and executive director of Growing Soul. Thank you for joining us on Radio Catskill for this week's locally produced Farm and Country.
Good morning. This is Stephanie Phillips with Now You Know for Farm and Country. This morning I'm speaking with Jessica Weiss, founder and executive director of Growing Soul, a small but mighty organization that strives to prevent food waste. Jessica, you haven't been operating in this area very long, yet you're already doing a lot of amazing work. How did you ramp up so quickly?
I'm a grassroots community organizer. I like to learn who grows good food, what restaurants make good food, and start to know who are their resources and what are their obstacles, what are their opportunities. I just ask a lot of questions. I listen to the radio and I hear in different interviews. It's like, I need to reach out to that person. I was in Washington, D.C. for 30 years, and then I was in Queens during the pandemic. In moving to the country and kind of seeking solitude, I learned that it's not lonely to be in solitude, but it's country time. We flow more with the seasons here, and we're not regulated by schedules in our phones as much as we are by existing with the land and being with our community. And I just love that.
Growing Soul aims to reduce food waste by diverting leftover bulk and prepared food from wholesalers, restaurants, grocery stores, and caterers, and preventing that from ending up in landfills. You've mentioned in your literature is the Earth's Defender program. Can you explain that?
We work in conjunction with 4-H, but the Earth Defender program is a Growing Souls curriculum. I was a Montessori teacher for 7 years, and I really believe in hands-on learning, and that's why 4-H is such a good fit. Summer of 2023 is when we started introducing Earth Defenders in camps. We've been in 46 classrooms since the summer of 2023 with these six-week programs. And the six-week program has an introduction, getting our hands dirty, learning about recycling, what the different numbers mean, what your transfer station will accept, what you can take and bring back for your 5-cent deposit. One whole day on recycling. Then we do another day on repurposing. We just bring things in. It's like, we're going to have a zero-waste carnival. Let's talk about the juice cups that you have at your school. How many kids do you have at this school? How many juices do you drink per day? Like close to 10,000 juice cups a month at one school. So it's like, what can we do? We can make bowling pins with them, and then the foil tops we crinkle together and make until they're big enough to be a bowling ball. We can create a bowling game out of it. And we give the kids opportunities to just think about different ways that they could reuse these things, or the ends of yarn that are left over after a big project. Well, we could take all those and we could make little God's eyes with them or cat toys with them and donate them to the SPCA. So we have a recycling day, repurposing, composting, vermicomposting, growing. So we talk about seed saving and seed viability. We'll do something in a little cup. Or we'll teach them how to grow shoots and sprouts, which take only 10 days. So between us coming and then the next day that we're there, that's there. The last one we do is a cooking, kind of wrap it all up, share. So our model has grow, preserve, share, and recycle. And we call composting recycling because it is recycling. It's recycling biodegradables. That's the program. It's 6 weeks. We'll go to the fair and have a repurposing booth. When Bethel Woods had their leadership day, I'll come and I'll bring programs. We take the soft plastics, like Ziploc bags, bread bags, newspaper bags, and we send them off to a company called Trex. They make composite plastics. And for every 1,000 pounds, which believe me, 1,000 pounds of plastic is a barn load of plastic, but for every 1,000 pounds of plastic that you give to them, you get a bench. So most of the schools, a lot of the libraries are doing collection programs for that. So we have the balance program for that, which is all the stuff that you can't recycle, really can't recycle. Pipe cleaners, googly eyes, glitter, a lot of little art supplies and things like that. Dog food bags that have Mylar in them. Anything that we can cut into strips or will fit through the neck of a water bottle, we take all of that stuff and we put it in the water bottles and pound it down, and we make what we call Sustainabricks. You can use them to do a decorative edge around your garden, and if you pound them hard enough, they become really dense and you can actually make furniture. And internationally, they use them to make walls and with sand around it to build a home in Indonesia. A stack of plastic dog food bags, you cut them up and it fits into one 16-ounce water bottle. So we're just helping people to know that you can repurpose just about anything.
Recycling plastics is just a small portion of what Growing Soul does. The main jobs of the organization are salvaging food and encouraging composting.
32,180 pounds of food scraps were collected in the county's composting pilot last year. However, 31,912,000 pounds of food waste was still sent to landfills. This is just what comes into the transfer stations as waste in the garbage, when they go through the garbage. And we know that in Sullivan County, there's a lot of wonderful things with people composting on their own.
And you are accomplishing this through the efforts of volunteers.
The DEC grants require a 25% in-kind match. Our match so far is over 230%. We have effectively leveraged $460,000 worth of in-kind donations, including 200 volunteer hours and more than 75,000 pounds of food donated. Yeah, our volunteers are what make us great. The centralized distribution of food, we're able to distribute 185,000 pounds of food last year. In 1 month, between the gleaning that came from Orange and the Passy Farm donations and the chicken donations that we got, we had over 24,000 pounds of food in 1 month that we distributed. I have not gone out into the community at large, other than through the listserv, to get people to help get the food out, because the most important thing was when we have fresh food, making sure that it gets to people. While we know we'd love to feed our soils, we prefer that we're feeding people first.
In addition to recruiting volunteers, you have to recruit distribution centers like food pantries, right?
We have gotten 95 pantries identified and formed together into the Food Security Coalition. All Sullivan County pantries. And they're not necessarily big pantries. Some of it's just somebody who's giving out food from their garage. And we want to make sure that everybody's doing it so that they're compliant with whatever the standards and rules are from Health and Human Services so that they can give out. Pretty mind-blowing when you get people who are willing to talk and work collaboratively, what you can get done. What Growing Soul has done is offered people a space where they can talk about their obstacles and their opportunities. And I'll jump in here. I'll deliver meals for a single bite. Most of the people I've found here are very open, the pantries especially. How can we support you? What is it that you need? And, someone was saying, well, it's fine with food, but, what we really need is toilet paper and shampoo. So we did a hygiene drive. It's learning how to respectfully talk to people about their needs. Sometimes the muck is really getting people to a point where they're comfortable admitting that they have needs.
So now you know how Jessica Weiss corrals many resources to prevent food waste. Jessica is the founder and executive director of Growing Soul, a local organization that helps get excess food to people who can use it. This has been Stephanie Phillips for Farm and Country.
For Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr. On Saturday, May 3rd, about mid-morning, I took a break from my usual routine to visit the Junior Master Gardeners who were meeting at the Western Sullivan Public Library in Narrowsburg, New York. The Tustin Koshechtin branch of the library is hosting a hands-on arts and gardening program for children aged 6 through 12. There are 9 sessions that meet on the first Saturdays from April through December. This one-hour class will be led by Adrian Picciano, and it's entitled Grow, 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 Plant Growth and Development. Let's see what the children are up to on this beautiful spring morning.
Okay, guys, let's put our notebooks down for the moment.
The Junior Master Gardeners wear their hand-decorated lanyard ID cards and begin the sessions with an opening exercise called Crazy Eights. It helps to get their wiggles out.
First thing we need to do is make your body into a star. Just spreading our bodies out, making sure you don't accidentally hit anybody else or anything, mm-hmm. that you can spread your arms and move your legs. Okay. We're going to be getting the wiggles out in a little bit. Ready? Right arm. Right arm.
Right arm. Hold out your right
arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Left arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Right leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Left leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Alright.
The assignment for the day is a group activity poster plant identification. Adrian Picciano brings out a tray of seedlings to observe plant identification.
Do you recognize these?
They're our plants!
Yeah. Remember these from last time?
Yeah.
These, you can pass them around, just mm-hmm. take a quick look, just to give you all a sense of what we accomplished, right? So these are our little babies. And I have to congratulate you for being plant parents now.
Mm-hmm.
They're baby kale, baby tomatoes.
You can actually eat these ones.
And then these are the baby parsley. Eatable.
Edible.
Edible. Thank you.
I can help anytime.
Now we're official plant parents. Congratulations.
Last month, we had a word of the day, and does anybody remember what the special word was?
Community.
Right. Yeah, that was our word of the day for April, was community. Can anybody tell us a little bit what they remember, what community means?
Like a big area where people could like come in or do something. Like a lot of people in one space.
A lot of people in one space. So space and people. These are spaces that people share. But communities can also be not just a space, but just when a group of people come together and they decide to self-organize. That community can exist anywhere. Our Junior Master Gardeners group, we're our own community because we came together with this unifying purpose. This one purpose that joins us all together, that's what makes this community. And can people be part of different kinds of communities?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Baseball.
Sports. Team. Yeah. That is a perfect example of a community.
Gardening club?
Yeah, gardening club. Exactly.
This is gardening club.
Yeah, this is gardening club. Communities can be everything. A lot of different things, and you can be part of many different communities. All right, so our word of the day today is growth. Can I get a volunteer to write that up on the board? Yeah? Come on up. Write it nice and big. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
All of us can be note takers, and please gather a marker to write in your journal. We're going to copy down the word growth, because it's the word of the day.
And can you also write down the date? It's May 3rd.
How do we spell May?
M-A-Y.
M-A-Y.
Okay.
It's good to always write the date in your journal so that you can always refer back to it when you want to know something that you did in the past, right? So May 3rd, that's today's date. What we're going to do next is we're going to take notes on, or we can draw what we think the word growth means to us. What do we think it means for us? What do we think it means for plants? It
means like when people grow up, they get taller.
They get taller? So something getting, what's another way to say that? Getting taller?
Big!
We started off with our seeds, right? Started off with our seeds. What did they do over the past month?
Grow up into plants.
They started to grow up into plants. They went up.
Right?
We started with the seed, and then it popped up through the soil, and now it's starting to reach towards the sun, reach towards the sky.
There's another one called huge.
Huge! Yeah, when things get huge.
Yep. What do we have in common with plants in terms of what we need to grow?
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Food.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln.
Sun.
Yeah, we do. Sleep, okay. You know, the winter time, plants will, you know, after we've harvested and everything, they'll go to sleep. And then some plants will pop back up in the springtime. We call those perennial plants, the ones that go to sleep in the winter and then they come up again the next year. So what do plants need? We need
rain,
water, we need sun. We are not so different from plants, right?
We're kind of like plants.
Yeah, we need a lot of the same things.
Yep, we need water, we need food, we need sleep, and we don't really need sunshine.
This plant, believe it or not, started out as a teeny tiny what?
Seed!
Seed. Last month when this plant was a teeny tiny seed. It was growing in the soil like we did with our seeds last time. And now it has what?
Roots.
What are these? Roots. And what are the roots growing in?
Dirt.
Dirt or soil. And then what happened? All this stuff above the ground. What are these?
Leaves.
And then the white stuff are petals, which is part of a
flower.
Flower.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pass this around so you can all feel it, touch it, smell it. It does have an interesting smell. It's called salvia. So every plant basically starts with a seed. Every plant sprouts. What's the underground part called? Under the ground is
the
roots.
Yeah,
roots.
Like a tree, those roots.
Yes.
And it's like an apple tree.
Like an apple tree.
It starts from a seed to a sprout to...
We're going to switch over to our next activity, friends.
The class was divided into groups of three and given poster boards and packets with pieces of plant parts, labels, and a glue stick. The assignment is to draw a soil bed. Place roots, stem, flowers, fruits, and leaves, and label the pieces of the plant.
Hey, very nice.
We're
going
to glue these in place.
You can put them in different places, too.
Right?
I think they go like
this. Here we go.
I think they go.
Where do you think they go?
And then can I get a...
It goes like that.
To life over
this
here.
Like
you've got your beautiful.
Wow. I want to try to find our root. Where's our root?
So we've got the flower. Where's the flower?
I think that's the root.
I want to get dirty.
All right. All right. Look at all these works of art. All right. Can everybody rejoin their groups? Make sure you're with your group. And can we hold up our posters? I want to see our posters. And each group at a time, we're going to go over the parts of your plant and what plant you think it is.
We think it's peas because these tiny things on top are pink pods.
Yeah, the snow pea.
Who wants to be next?
We have tomato.
The tomato itself is... It's the fruit. The fruit right here. You want to put it right up here so we can see?
And that group had a special thing because they had an actual tomato plant to look at while you were assembling your poster, right? So you could refer to the actual tomato seedling. Pretty cool. Okay, last group.
Cabbage. What do you call
it? Cabbage cousin. Hi. Its cabbage cousin is
kale.
Kale.
Very
you.
Good.
All right, let's see. This one was a tricky one, right, guys? Because the kale doesn't have a fruit on the plant. It just has this part, the root. It has the stem. And then it has the
leaves.
Yeah.
So you guys had a trick question. Did you catch that? That your kale plant doesn't actually have a fruit. It has just the leaves and the stem and the root. So... That way.
All right, good work. We did awesome. I'm so proud of you. We're going to put the glue sticks in the red container. We're not going to throw anything. We're going to carefully place our markers back in the box. And we want to make sure that our area is nice and clean, okay? We're going to go out and start planting our plants in the garden, okay?
Yep.
Take 5 minutes for some water, go to the bathroom, and then meet back here. All right, can everybody rejoin their groups? Make sure you're with your group.
The junior master gardeners are on their way inside the Tustin Heritage Community Garden.
All right, everybody, you can set your trees down. Eyes on me, okay? I'm going to show you something, and I'm going to give you a special tool. So with this little pry bar, we call it, you're going to dig underneath and just gently pry it out of the cell so that we have all the parts. If you have a small tray with little cells, you can use this method. If you have a big pot, then you can tip the plant upside down, actually.
I got it. I got the plant.
Yep, you just catch it.
I got the plant.
Good job.
I did it.
Okay, so if you have a plant in your hand, a big one, you're going to need a tool, like a shovel.
I need a shovel.
You need a shovel.
Where's our bucket?
Look, we've got some worms.
Whoa. This one is always sticky up.
Those are good. Those are good. We want to leave those in there. They're really helpful.
Grace has a big plant.
Oh, hi, worm. Yeah.
Hey, I need it.
Okay, you're going to want to dig a hole deep.